Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 17. There are 13 verses in the chapter, and you'll find it on page 159 in your pew Bibles. Now, we've read about the rebellion that had taken place under Korah and Dathan and Abiram, and God wanted to put an end to those rebellions, and he does by showing that he is the one who will determine who the leadership will be. And really, the issue is whose system of religion, that which makes sense to man, the people of Israel, or that which is ordained by God. And we have here not only God asserting his rights, but also a wonderful illustration of the blessing that comes from the ministry that he provides. What happens is Moses is commanded to have all the tribes each bring a staff. And the staffs are put into the tabernacle, and God will cause the staff that he chooses to blossom. And one of the staffs is Aaron's for the tribe of the Levites. And the next day, Moses goes in, and out come the staffs. And we read in verse 8 that Aaron's staff had sprouted and brought forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds. How fascinating that is. It shows the supernatural quality of the gospel. And people go, well, why does that person? Why is it Aaron? Why is it that kind of priesthood? One, of course, that ministers through atoning blood. Because God has ordained salvation that way. But not only that, because through it, he gives life. And people today will say, well, why do you worship the way you do? Why do you keep preaching the Bible instead of talking about things people are more interested in? Don't you realize you get more people to come if you didn't have such a biblical ministry? Yes, but we have these claims that God will work supernaturally to give life through a true biblical ministry that proclaims Jesus and his blood. That is what Aaron did. Now, sadly, the people, instead of saying, let us lay hold of that staff, for it brings life. Look at how wonderful it is with blossoms and almonds. Instead, they turned away. And we'll see that through unbelief, this generation perishes in the wilderness. Well, let that not be true of us. Let us lay hold of that which gives life. The staff is, of course, a picture of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, proclaimed by the ministry of God's word with supernatural power. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word beginning at verse 1. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel and get from them staffs, one for each father's house, from all their chiefs according to their father's houses, 12 staffs. Write each man's name on his staff, and write Aaron's name on the staff of Levi, for there shall be one staff for the head of each father's house. Then you shall deposit them in the tent of meeting before the testimony where I meet with you. And the staff of the man whom I choose shall sprout. Thus I will make to cease from me the grumblings of the people of Israel, which they grumble against you. Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and all their chiefs gave him staffs, one for each chief, according to their father's houses, 12 staffs. And the staff of Aaron was among the staffs. And Moses deposited the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the testimony. On the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony, and behold, the staff of Aaron for the house of Levi had sprouted and brought forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from before the Lord to all the people of Israel, and they looked, and each man took his staff. And the Lord said to Moses, put back the staff of Aaron before the testimony to be kept as a sign for the rebels, that they may make an end of their grumblings against me, lest they die. Thus did Moses, as the Lord commanded him, so he did. And the people of Israel said to Moses, behold, we perish, we are undone, we are all undone. Everyone who comes near to the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Are we all to perish? The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.